So I've just waited a huge amount of time to start this recording, and just as I arrived, got the phone out to start recording and got past Rye House. So I was sort of looking for all these sort of obstacles to move past. So there's a whole section past Broxbourne. Well, on the New River there was no point, because on the New River there's lots of obstacles where I have to get off the bike and lift it and carry it, and so I thought, well, I'll wait and lift at till at least, God, my words, I get to the River Lee. So once I'm on the River Lee, it should be plain sailing. And then all I have to do is get past the smelly section at Rye House, and then get past the go-karting at Rye House, and I'm fine. And just as I got the phone out and started recording the first section, there's a whole area of waterlogged path, muddy waterlogged path, and I thought, well, it's annoying because I have to carry the bike over that, otherwise I'm just going to end up with a muddy backside and it's just and be soaking wet. So I can live with my trainers and socks probably being a bit damp and muddy, and they're not terrible, but I couldn't cope with them being like that all the way home. So I reached a stumbling block with the website. Now I did a recording this morning, and then by the time I got home and then tried to do a couple of additions, trying to create like some extra pages, my provider said that my website was an adult site and I no longer have access via the mobile. I can only access it via the web, by my home network. I could, however, access the network or the website via the IP address. So just typing in the IP address, that works. But if I'd typed in the website name of campaigntosavethehumans.blog, that didn't. It locked me out, which I thought was really odd. And then I had to do this sort of authentication thing with my driver's license and stuff just to get into the site, and then that didn't work. And so I thought, okay, this is a stumbling block that I've got to review. And I suspect, although I could be wrong, I think it's got something to do with the lack of SSL certificate, because it's still HTTP, not HTTPS. I'm thinking, and that's the only thing I can think of, because it's clearly not an adult site and there weren't any keywords in the SEO to suggest that it was. I mean, there wasn't anything. I didn't, you know, and then I backtracked everything that I changed in that process before it stopped working, and then none of that worked. So I figured I would just use the hosting a server, which is probably more secure, which is a lot more secure. And so it's kind of like, you know, it swings around abouts with what works and what doesn't, but at least the site itself works, okay? And I think I said in the previous post that what I was kind of keen on was the idea that it replaces the kind of the pseudo site of the last broadcast that I recently built, because I don't have FTP access and I have to access it via the editor, whereas this is a lot more fun, obviously, because then I can still have FTP access with this site and upload all my audio files and still publish my podcast, the Hiking Pod, the journal series, all of that, and none of that is uninterrupted. Plus, as long as my videos are scaled down, I can publish my videos as well. So I have very short blogs, but then I don't write very long blogs either, so I think that will work. So I've just got to get used to the idea now in my head. So I just feel my feet are really muddy. I just kind of aware that that's what it's going to be from now on, but I kind of like that now, so I think that was a wise investment. Now I've left it pretty late in the day to cycle north and to head up to Hartford. I wasn't planning on going out this late, but Lucas wanted to go out and see his friend, so I had to make sure I did that, and then I was kind of waiting around for him to make an arrangement with his friend because they weren't sure. That's what happens with teenagers. And then on top of that, I had to take Milo back to Nicole's, and so I walked Milo with the bike and thought I'd cycle from Chesham to Hartford, which is what I'm doing, but I didn't leave there until 6. So that's how this has panned out. And get lost, sorry, not you, the amount of flies that are attacking me because it, oh my god, because it's dusk, and we're almost at that point where the sun is nearly setting. Not actually there yet. Where are we? No, it's only 5 to 7, so still got another hour, and I'm just coming up to St Margaret's. So I've got St Margaret's, Ware, and then Hartford, and then home. Hopefully, I mean, I say hopefully, I didn't check to see if the trains are running, which could be a bit awkward if they're not. Don't really know what I'm going to do in that case. It's I guess it'd be a train to Southbury and then a cycle home along the various. And I was kind of wondering what to do for dinner, but then I kind of thought, well, I've eaten so many bugs, maybe I'll take the protein from all the bugs that I've eaten, because that's really grim. I made a video of Milo walking along with the bike, and then I filmed the bike because I've got a mount. I've mounted the camera to the bike, and then I dropped my phone twice, and I didn't crack the screen. So I thought to myself, I'm going to take that as a win, and since that's a win, I'm not going to chance it again and put my phone through it and risk cracking the screen or damaging the phone at all. So now I'm doing this, I think I'm going to bring this to an end.